Hello, and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Robbie, and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Matthew. So let's start. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the two, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests that all that had happened. The chief priests all assembled and with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came by night and stole him while they were asleep. And if this gets to the ears of the governor, he will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble.'" The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been circulating among the Jews to the present day. Wow, I love this gospel so much, and it's so fitting for this Easter season. Come on, it's the octave right now. Praise the Lord, Jesus is risen, hallelujah. Something I want to highlight is in this scripture, we hear the phrase, "Do not be afraid." And this is the most repeated verse all throughout scripture. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. It is especially relevant during this Easter season when we as an Easter people are proclaiming that Jesus Christ has risen, because this moment in history, as C.S. Lewis says, is the moment in history that has defined human evolution. This is a turning point for humanity, and so we cannot help but go out and testify to the greatness of this event. So what happens when we feel fear in preaching the gospel and spreading that Jesus has risen? I just read a book about courage that talked about the life of Florence Nightingale. She was a woman who did great things for women's rights during her time and revolutionized the medical field and the nursing field. However, fear kept her from entering into this calling, as she was fearful of what her parents would think of her and what her friends would think of her. And she delayed the calling on her life for a whole 15 years until this inner voice had told her, "How much longer will you wait for the greatness of your life to come about to fruition?" Florence allowed fear to keep her from revolutionizing the medical field for a whole 15 years of her life. She settled for a complacent and normal life. Sometimes we may ask ourselves, what if I can't preach the gospel? What if I get rejected? What if people think that I am weird? What if we all feel this feeling of fear? Feeling scared is normal, but being afraid is not, my brothers and sisters. It is okay to be scared, but it is absolutely not okay to be afraid. In this book, it says that courage is an honest commitment to noble ideas. The opposite of courage is not, as some argue, being afraid. It is apathy. It's detachment. It's despair. It's throwing up your hands saying, "What's the point anyways?" Another quote is, "Do not worry about whether things will be hard, because they will be. Instead, focus on the fact that these things will help you. This is why you hadn't need fear of them." So let me ask you, what if you may be asking yourself, what if people reject me for loving Jesus? What if I become lonely because people reject me? What will my parents think of me? What will my friends think of me? What if we ask the same questions that Florence Nightingale asked herself? Or what if we reframed our thinking this Easter season? What if I changed someone's life by preaching the gospel? What if I am the reason for someone's conversion? What if I bring the love to Jesus for someone in a way they've never heard before? So brothers and sisters, during this Easter season, let us be bold. Let us be not afraid. Let us single-handedly preach the gospel to a world that is hurting, that needs to hear it. Because yes, what if we get rejected? But I say to you, what if you change someone's life? This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Matthew. Again, my name is Robbie. Thank you so much to St. Gabriel Radio for all the ways they have blessed us here at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you so much and happy Easter.